seeing the dead. I have talked about the paranormal many times. There are just too many cases where friends and relatives have related stories about getting contacted by the deceased. I even know a few. The point is, these are honest, rational people, and some have even had sightings of dead relatives by more than one person at the same time. Hospital workers have been talking about this subject for years. They may not have gained much publicity, but some of their stories are interesting. I don't intend to name names even if I know them, because of the ridicule factor, but the stories should be enough to get my point across. Remember, these are all stories from hospital workers who witnessed things. A new nurse went into the hallway at the hospital and saw a little girl standing in the hall all alone. She wondered what was going on and went over to help the girl, but before she got there, the girl vanished before her eyes. Some terrible injuries result from car accidents. One day, a little girl was brought to the hospital. Sadly, she had been in a car accident and had brain damage and was dying. She didn't die in the facility but in another which she was sent to. Over the course of time, three elderly male patients kept asking the nurses, "Where is the little girl? She comes in here and sits on the edge of the bed." They described the little brain-damaged girl who had died to a T. They had never met her before and no one had told them she had been in that hospital. An incident occurred in a hospital in a foreign country. The hospital has some areas which are extremely old, over 1,000 years old. When nurses worked the night shift, many of them were scared because they would see a spirit dressed like a nurse wandering the halls. To make this even more terrifying, only her head was visible. One very common thing pertaining to people who are dying is many of them see their deceased relatives and friends before they die and sometimes even hold conversations with them. These people are not the mentally ill. They are just ordinary people who have reached the end of their life. One woman was in hospice and near the end. A relative walked into her room and saw her talking to her mother who had died many years ago. She believed her mother was right there with her, soon after she died. Who can say if her mother manifested herself to her or not? Death is one of the most mysterious things we face. Some doctors have expressed an opinion some of the dying are being aided on their journey by their deceased loved ones. One day, a nurse saw an older man leaving the room of a very elderly woman. She went into the room and asked the old lady who was just in her room. She said it was her husband who visits her every night. Her husband had died decades ago. There was no record of a visitor and no one else ever saw one. Was the spirit of her deceased husband really going to the hospital to cheer up his wife? Some things just can't be explained, and such was the case in a facility which had been built on the ground of a former playground. A little boy had died there before the facility was built. The residents would consistently say they saw a little boy, and the real weird part was when they described him, it was always dressed the same way no matter who said they saw him. This sounds hard to believe, but there is a hospital in Florida which was built over an Indian burial ground. It is the Royal Hope Hospital in St. Augustine. It has history. It had been a Spanish military hospital from 1784 to 1821 but was then demolished. It was rebuilt during the Seminole War. There have been a lot of reports stating it is haunted. Well, it seems to have all the credentials. There have been a lot of reports of devices shaking for no reason when no one was around except for one or two who saw this. Beds have been reported to be flying through the air. Some believe the dead are upset because of where the hospital was built. But others think some of those who died in this hospital are still there and are condemned to haunt it. One person told a story of how he went to work with his older brother. The older brother was a mortician, but he sat in the office when his brother worked. He heard a door opening and closing and left the office only to find a little girl playing with the door. He asked her a question but she never answered. He told her the dress she was wearing was pretty and liked the bow. She walked down the hall and left. He wrote it off as one of the workers must have brought their daughter to work. On the way home, he asked his brother who the girl was, and the brother got very upset. He asked his brother what was wrong and he said they had performed an autopsy on the girl the day before. She was a drowning victim. One nurse who worked in a hospital out west had worked there for many years and during this time had seen the same vision about 7 times. It was the spirit of a cowboy. She was the night nurse. The vision was dressed in black and had old period cowboy clothes on, including cowboy boots. He would turn up near her watching her and then walk away into a room and disappear. What an experience that must have been for the nurse. I am surprised she continued to work there. It turns out the room he would walk into was a patient's room, and the next thing which would happen was the patient would soon die. Not everything that goes on in a hospital which is a weird event has anything to do with spirits, even though some might think that. An example is a hospital morgue which had knocking sounds coming from it. When a nurse asked someone about it, they said never go into the morgue when you hear that. It turns out this was just a practical joke, because the pipes in there had a habit of knocking. I guess the nurse didn't think this was funny when she found out what was really causing the noise.